Hello, Maggie Reedy here, mindset mentor and light worker from Pitbull. You know, one of Abraham's most predominant teachings is that your purpose is joy. And when we get stuck in the rut of life, in the have-tos, in the belief systems, in the responsibilities that we feel we have to carry, then it can feel like there is very little joy in our lives. It feels like we're jumping from one have-to to the next have-to to the next have-to. Our lives are busy, busy, busy. We're overwhelmed, we're stressed, we're anxious. We've got all sorts of problems and things going on, and it can feel far from joyful. But what about if you gave yourself permission to seek the things that gave you joy, to do the things that give you joy, instead of following the old paradigms of the conditioning that society has told you who you have to be, what you have to do, how you have to behave, and what you must do, like we must get a mortgage and we must have a nice car and all these things that seem like want-tos, but sometimes to end up like we feel we just have to because that's what society expects and that's what's supposed to make us happy. We're all conditioned to believe that the acquisition of more and more and more stuff and better stuff is what's going to make us happy. But what if we just sought the simple things in life that just gave us joy, moment to moment, hour by hour, day by day, week by week, and we allowed that to propagate in our lives? It's actually quite a revolutionary way of thinking. It's so simple and yet so powerful. This could really change your life. So today I'm going to do a simple emotional freedom technique tapping on allowing yourself to do what gives you joy, true, fulfilling, satisfying, endless joy. Pretty cool, huh? So this is going to be a positive tapping. And if you're not familiar with EFT tapping, you can always head on over to pitbullmindset.com, become a part of the community. I will teach you the technique. It's so simple, so powerful. But for now, if you just want to tap on the points that you see me tapping on and repeat the phrases that I'm going to say, you'll find it truly profound, the effect that this can have in your life. So I want you to start by tapping on the karate chop point and repeat after me. I choose to give myself permission to do what makes me feel joyful and alive. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. I choose to turn my attention away from the things that cause me stress and anxiety and make me feel sad and angry, and focus on the things that make me feel joyful and alive. I give myself permission to focus on the things that make me feel joyful. And I deeply and completely love and accept who I am and how I feel right now. Okay, tapping through the points, starting with the inside of the eye. I choose to do what makes me feel joyful and alive. And I choose to bring joy in everything that I do. I change my focus to the things that give me joy. I have the right to choose. I have the freedom to choose what I put my attention on. I've been focusing on all the things that cause me stress and anxiety. What if I turned my attention and focus to all the things that make me feel alive and joyful. I have the power to choose to focus on joyful things. And I feel so much better when I do that. I give myself permission to be joyful. I give myself permission to be happy. I give myself permission to focus and do things that give me joy. And then I'll bring some of that joy into the rest of my life. As I do things that may not have given me joy in the past, I'll choose to focus on how I can be joyful anyway. Maybe it's not that hard. Just a little bit at a time. I love the idea of feeling joyful with everything that I do. And I love the idea of doing more things that give me joy. I give myself permission to be joyful because I deserve it. I love the thought of doing what brings me joy. I give myself permission to do and focus on things that bring me joy. Little by little, day by day, I focus on more and more things that give me joy. And I give myself permission to be joyful in everything that I do. Okay, take a deep breath and release it. And again, breathe in and release it. Awesome. Now, we all sort of have things in our lives that may not necessarily give us immense joy. We take on responsibilities and things based on our conditioning. And maybe to turn your back on those things is not the smartest idea right now. But the more and more you transition into focusing on what does bring you joy, and maybe in those things that don't actually bring you so much joy, you try to find things within those things that can give you even just a little bit of joy. Because the more you focus on what's going wrong in your life, the more you focus on how much you don't like your life, the more you're just going to get of that. I mean, if that's what you've been doing, how has that been working for you? Exactly, right? And who's to say that you're not allowed to do what brings you joy? Who told us that anyway? Come on! This is such a short life and it is so precious. It's such a precious gift. You deserve to have as much joy in your life as possible. So turn your attention to those things that bring you joy. And you know what? As you bring more joy into your life, you will share that joy amongst others and that joy will start to ripple out toward the rest of the world. And the more we can bring a happy, joyful self to this world, the more we will transform this world. By going to war with all the things that we don't like, by all the things that we stand against, we're actually just giving them power because what you resist persists. That does not mean that we can turn our back on all the things that are going wrong. But what we need to do is bring more joy and happiness and tell other people and show other people that they have permission to be joyful and happy, because a joyful and happy person cannot do cruel and horrible and nasty things to the world. A truly joyful, loving, happy person just can't do that. So as we spread more joy and happiness, we get to live in a better world. It really is that powerful, And that profound. I find this totally profound. So that's it from me, Margarita from Pitbull. If you've enjoyed this tapping and you want to download the transcript, then just click below and it will take you to a page where you can become a part of the community and you can download this transcript and also the MP3 recording so you can take it anywhere you want and you can tap yourself into joy. And just give yourself permission to be joyful and alive and free. You are an abundant being. You were born abundant. Abundance, freedom, happiness, and joy is your birthright. Claim it, own it, be it. So that's it from me. Pitbullmindset.com is my website if you want to join the community. Have an exceptional day. And if you have really enjoyed this video, if you think it's got some value, why not share it around and let others benefit from this incredible technique as well? And don't forget, I will be putting out more videos very soon. So I look forward to seeing you in another video and with another tapping very soon in the Pitbull community. Take care, have an exceptional day, and bye for now.